Hey, this is Marilyn Gigliotti.
Hey, this is Brian O'Halloran.
Hey, everybody. My name is Scott Schiaffo, actor best known as the Chuli's Gum Guy from the film Clerks.
And welcome to Clerks Minute.
You're listening to Clerks Minute.
And I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Hi, this is Mike Zapsik from AMC's Comic Book Men, the podcast I sell comics, and the Ming and Mike Show. And you're listening to Clerks Minute.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men. You got a minute? Good, because you're listening to Clerks Minute.
Hey, this is Walt Flanagan, the Lon Chaney of the 90s, and you are listening to Clerks Minute.
And welcome back to Clerks Minute, the show where we look back at the 2006 Kevin Smith sequel, Clerks 2, two final minutes at a time. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
We're at the end. We did it. Oh, man, I'm so excited. We're here. Before we get into the end of this, let's go back to being these 2 minutes. By the way, officially, it is 1 minute and 38 seconds of movie. I mean, Officially, that's where we're at. So, but anyway, we're not going to round out the 2 minutes with the credits. We'll explain that at the end of the episode. But first, we go back to Jay and Silent Bob on their wall. It's kind of fitting that our final episode is talking to Jay and Silent Bob. I'm not going to lie. Very fitting. But let's talk about Jay's hoodie. We were mentioning it in the last episode. I told you to say it for sure.
Justice TLF.
What does that mean?
Justice True Love Forever.
Okay, I was wondering. I wanted to throw it to you.
He's still waiting for...
Fair enough. Yeah. But Silent Bob puts his hand out. 1 second. Didn't feel right. Didn't feel right for Bob.
Yeah.
He slides and walks away. He comes back with the boombox. Puts it down. Everything's just quiet here. I love this. No music in the background. Yeah. I love it. Puts it down. Very old school. Presses play.
Yeah.
And what song comes on?
Goodbye, Horses.
I love the fact that it comes on. Jay is ecstatic.
Yeah, it just gives it a couple seconds. Ooh.
And Silent Bob has this look of it. Early in the movie, the music kind of seemed disturbed. Yeah. Here, it's like, we're home now. Yeah. I'm going to let Jay have his fun. That's pretty much what this is to me. Yeah. It's the best friend saying, here, have your fun. Do it. Do your thing. It's almost like, you remember in Fresh Prince, the final episode of Fresh Prince?
Yeah.
Where...
Oh, yeah. Where
Hawks played it in Double Fast. Okay. Will says to Carlton, one more time for me and plays the Tom Jones. It's not unusual.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
If I remember correctly, doesn't he try and join in?
He does join in. I think this for recently. I've been popping this video on Facebook recently.
Yeah.
Because everyone loves it. This is a great moment. Where Will does the whole Carlton thing and then he sits down as Carlton gets into it more.
Yeah.
But the look on his face is like exactly like this. Where Will looks at him like, do it for me. There's just one time for me. And Carlton's so happy. Yay, I get to do this one more time. That's what this reminded me of Jay and Bob here. Like, do it one more time. Awesome.
You know what?
What are you doing?
No. You got to do it. One last time for me, man.
So Jay breaks out the chapstick, puts it on his lips, and that's where we end it. We're not seeing the whole dance again. We did this once already. We're not doing this again.
We don't need to see the talk again, believe me.
We did this once in this movie. Let's go back to the earlier episodes for that. Cut inside to Dante being behind the counter. A man walks up to the counter and asks for a pack of cigarettes. Who is that man for the first time in this movie?
Well, I believe that is Walt Flanagan.
Yes, it is Walt Flanagan. It was nice to see Walt Flanagan. It was nice to call that. It was almost like we're just making a full 360 here.
Yeah.
We're back at the beginning of the other movie. 180? 160? 360? How'd that work?
Full circle.
Full circle. But is that
360? Circles. Yeah, circles of 360.
I was right the first time. Okay. We're going back to 360 all the way to the beginning. And There's Rolf Anakin. Back to the beginning. Almost looking exactly like he did in the first movie, by the way. I like that detail. After a pack of cigarettes. And he walks away.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like that. Yeah. Go callback.
Yeah.
Only one Rolf Anakin scene in here, not 27, like in the first movie.
Well, they could actually afford a cast this time.
And people were actually showing up. And it was during the day. They were recording, filming during the day. Plus, Kevin Smith has a lot more friends now than he did back in the first movie. He learned throughout this movie. Man walks up. Okay, I said that right. Randall goes behind the counter and looks at Dante. You know what? You're not even supposed to be here today.
Oh,
I can't believe it took so long for us to get this line in this movie, by the way. And even Dante's like, aw. He's looking at me like, aw, you said my line. That's my line. I like that. So Dante goes, this is actually the last line of the movie. This is it. This is the last line of the movie. Where he says, can you feel it? Randall says, feel what? Today is the first day of the rest of our lives. And this old song of misery starts playing.
Yeah. And someone someone actually pointed out that, it does seem a bit happy, but it could also represent them being a bit unsure with what they're doing here. But
the song fits. It really fits. So, a little behind the scenes story. I remember this from the commentary track. They actually did not tell the guys they were going to do this. Because you know how the first movie ends with Can't Even Tell, so it's not a song. Here, what they did was they didn't tell them what they were going to do, and Kevin wanted to surprise them. He put some speakers on behind the quick stop when they were inside filming and blasted this song into the building, and the two of them started crying behind the counter. Because it was Soul Asylum at the end of this movie. It was a great moment. They admitted to it on the commentary that they were crying. So, that's cool. So, Soul Asylum Misery starts playing. As we fade, as the camera pulls back and the color changes back to black and white.
Yeah.
This is a great visual. I love the beginning of the movie when we go from black and white to color. This is even better. Because it's a nice, like, you can tell the graphic, the actual, like, color changes in the background. I love it. Because it's so subtle, but then it hits black and white. And then their faces change and they realize, like you said, like you just said, what they did.
Yeah.
We're back.
They may not be certain that what they're doing is the right thing, but
they're home.
Yeah,
they're home.
Yeah, and let's be quite honest. It's better that they're running it now.
True, it is their store. It's not like they have to worry about anything else. They're no longer responsible for it.
Yeah,
but they're happy they're responsible for it, and they don't have to answer anybody anymore.
Yeah,
but sometimes that's a top priority. Sometimes you want to run things yourself.
Yeah. And besides, if people give them hassle for working at a convenience store, they say, hey, we run that place.
Exactly. That is an important detail. Yeah. You can now say, we own this place now. That's a good point, actually. Yeah. You're right. No one can hang it over their heads. They are making something out of their lives now. They own a business.
Yeah.
They're business owners.
Suck it, Lance Downs.
Because here's the best part, though.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I think the Quick Stop and RST video actually would last longer than any internet phenomenon of any kind.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about it. Because
there's always going to be a demand for physical media.
Especially if you're upgrading the store to a DVD thing.
Yeah.
And we're Blu-rays now. I think that's worth it.
Let's be quiet. People are saying that RST would probably go out of business. No, Family Video is still around.
Well, in the real world, RST did go out of business.
Yeah.
A little sad story here.
Yeah.
So when I visited it over the summer, RST is out of business. But for the fans, they kept the signs up.
Yeah.
So you take pictures in front of the signs.
Yeah.
But the store is closed, unfortunately. You can't go in there and do anything. But the Quick Stop's open still. Yeah. And there's a lot of pictures up on our Instagram from when I visit Jersey. Took pictures in front of the Quick Stop.
Yeah.
Where CJ's, it's raining. CJ's in the car with my phone taking pictures for me. He has no idea why, but he's taking pictures for me standing in front of this store. He has no idea what the fuck this picture's for, but he's doing it for me because he's a good son and he's helping me out. I will say that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, and I promised him to walk around a comic book store, so that's probably one of the reasons why he agreed to it.
Yeah.
Because he went to the stash right after that. But, mother, the stash is like 5 minutes away from Quick Stop, the original Quick Stop. So, by the way, just for those who want to know. So, we zoom back, and you see Dante and Randall almost like going back to normal, back to the way it used to be. Randall starts stocking the cigarettes, Dante starts stocking the cigarettes, and Randall looks down at his newspaper.
Yeah.
And that's it for them.
Yeah.
We keep going back. We keep going back. All the way, zoom up back to the milk. Some milk stock and the milk.
The milk cool. The fridge.
Yeah. Zoom back to the fridge. And we see somebody going to the milks. Who is going to the milks?
The milkmaid, as played by Kevin Smith's mom.
Grace Smith.
Yes.
Actually hitting every single Smith I think every single major Smith family member is in the movie now. Because we have, obviously, Kevin and his wife. Harley's in this movie, and now his mom.
Yeah.
Them all. Why not? Very nice. And he did this on purpose because he's like, I want my mom to be in this movie and be perfect for her to play the exact same role she played in the first movie.
Yeah.
That's why he did this. So, very nice. And then we hit credits, and that's our movie. We're done. We did the movie. I'm so proud of us. We completed our project.
Yeah.
Completely completed this movie. Now, before we say goodbye to this movie, I actually want to thank some people. I want to thank everybody that came on this season. So I'll read this list off real fast. So Tracy from Bernick and ABC, David Holford from Mr. Pizza Minute, Kurt Hoffman, John Patrick Winter, Missing a Minute, Crystal Beth, the great Crystal Beth, Eric Blythe from the Random Chatter Network, Jason Powell from ProWrestling.net, Daniel Berry from The Fourth Cast, Mike Donovan, Neil McGowan from Bat Minute, Thomas Howarth, Johnny Powers from Austin Powers Minute, Tim Nidell from Saturday Morning Rewind, Danny Ryan, Sal Costa, David Callisto, Aaron Becker from Burnick and ABCs, Mandy for coming on, David McKinnon from Everlasting Minute and Profligacy, Scotty Fellows, Jake Clark from The Dark Knight Minute, Casey Jones from Practical Joker, Scott Holden from That Man of Fat Man, Mark Malkowski, obviously. Sean Gurman from Groundhog Minute. Jim O'Kane from Apollo 13 Minute. Matt Paulson, Ming Chen. All our guests from this season, thank you so much for coming on the show. This meant a lot to us to do this movie. Now, what's next? We're doing this on a Monday. Originally, I would have thrown this up on a Saturday, but we have more for you people. The plan is to come back on Wednesday, and we are going to just finish up what we started over the summer.
Yeah.
We have 3 episodes left of the animated series. So we're going to finish them up on Wednesday, Friday, and Monday. So those are 3 episodes, the next 3 shows. And then next Wednesday, we're going to look at the flying car.
Yeah.
And then we'll wrap it up next Friday with the series finale of our show.
Hmm.
Not bad, right?
Yeah.
Good idea?
Yeah.
And who knows, between now and then, we get a copy of Shooting Clerks, which haven't happened yet. Maybe we'll talk about that too. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's it. We're done. We finished Clerks 2. Any thoughts on Clerks 2 before we wrap things up here?
Not really, aside from it was better than it had any right to be.
Very true. Oh, I do want to make 2 notes about the credits, because we're not going to do credits episodes.
Yeah.
2 quick notes about the credits. This is the longer credit sequence than obviously the first movie, because there's a lot of people in this movie.
Yeah.
But the 2 things I want to make a note of are, at the end of the movie, at the end of the credits, there's a gaggle of names that just pop up for no reason whatsoever. Just Schumer, like hundreds of names, just fire by. They did a contest back in 2006 on MySpace. Yeah. And if you entered this contest, you got your name in the credits. So when you see that like rapid fire amount of names, that's actually all the people that were on the MySpace thing. So that was pretty cool. But then here's the ending, Mom, the ending of the movie.
The USQ Productions
thing, which I love because it's Jay and Bob just being Jay and Bob in animated form.
I think it only got used one more time. I think it may have gotten used.
Hold on a second. I'm going to make a note. I didn't notice this at the very end. It says, just like, I love the fact that they did this, and this is now a trope in Marvel movies to do this, but it says, Jay and Silent Bob might return one day. For now, they're taking it easy. Goodbye, horses.
And that's a shout-out to the James Bond will return messages at the end of every 007 movie.
Is that where MCU got that from?
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of people now relate to the MCU. Because they do that in every MCU movie.
Yeah.
That's where they got that. I didn't know they came from James Bond. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So MCU is doing it because James Bond did it.
Yeah.
Okay, that works. I remember at the end of Infinity War when we all were like, Thanos.
We'll return.
It's like, those moments. But we, after the goodbye horses, but I love that ending.
Or, of course, they also have, oh shit, gotta finish. Hey!
So we cut to the. What described the VSQ production logo at the end here?
It's pretty much a circular film strip with the words VSQ Productions typed into it. And then then from underneath the circle, Jay and Bob pop up. Jay's got a little beret on his head, he's got a clapboard. Silent Bob's got a old fashioned video camera in his hand, he's got, like, a little scope around his neck there.
Yeah.
Jay says, snooch to the nooch! And then when he goes to clap the clapboard, he accidentally catches the scope in the clapboard and winds up strangling Silent Bob.
And that's how we end this.
And then Jay looks down, realizes what he's done, steps out, you know, just starts walking away, whistling nonchalantly, then runs off.
And that's where we end our movie with the Weinstein Company logo at the end. That's it.
Yeah, thankfully he didn't touch Jay or Bob.
No. So that's it. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay, before we wrap things up, obviously we're getting to the anime series. We'll hopefully talk about Shooting Clerks.
Oh, and speaking of which, they're actually done in the style of their animated series characters.
I knew it looked familiar.
Yeah,
familiar.
Just in 3D.
Quick question, quick thoughts. What do you think about the Jay and Silent Bob reboot next year? What are your thoughts
on that? I'll give it a chance.
Give it a shot? Because I'm curious about it. Yeah. Like, it's been a long time since they've done a movie like that. Although the whole joke is the fact that they're annoyed that they're rebooting their characters, like in the first movie. They're actually rebooting Blunt Man and Chronic. That's the whole point of the movie. Is that they're annoyed that they're rebooting the movie. With that, it's like so meta. It's just a meta movie. Yeah. I guess they could do it. I'll see it, obviously. I don't know what's coming out next year. They're filming in January. I mean, pretty much right around the time we're finishing this podcast is when they start filming.
Yeah.
So I guess excited? We'll see it. We'll see it together.
Yeah.
We'll see how we talk about it. We'll review it on the Blake and Sal show. Yeah. We'll talk about it there. All right, so let me get the plugs out one last time. You can find me every single Friday on the Blake and Sal show. You can hear me wrap it up, no days but today, every Tuesday, until right live. And also, come back and join us for the Clerks Animated Series over the next week. And tell us at Clerks Minute all over our social medias and celebrate with us. And we finished Clerks 2! Woohoo! For those wondering, we will be ending Clerks Minute after the series finale. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm moving on to other projects, but I will move on. I'll explain the other projects in our series finale in 2 weeks. So you have to wait till then to find out what my next project is. All right. I guess for the last time, thank you all for listening to Clerks Minute. I'm Blake.
I'm Kyle.
Have a good day, everybody.
Today is the first day of the rest of your life.
Noinch, 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 smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling fatties, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.